You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Oh, the weekend, it is nearly upon us. Welcome aboard. It is a gym class for a Friday here at KGYM. Great to have you with us as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. They are online at dupaco.com, celebrating their 75th anniversary, and you can learn how to boost your financial well-being by going to their website at dupaco.com. Good show for you. We'll take a look at the weekend coming up in the world of sports. And we've got a Friday topic for you as well. And we're going to dive into underrated Iowa Hawkeye football players from the past, maybe even the present, if you have one out there. And yes, Iowa State fans, we will do this for the Cyclones as well. We will take care of this topic so we do not play favorites here on the program. But today we're going to talk about Iowa Hawkeye football players. We'll do that toward the back half of the hour. Again, presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union here on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM. Here in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City. The KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speakers. Scott Unash with you. And it is Ryan again today. Last day with Sans Isaac. He'll be back, due back on Monday from vacation, and we appreciate everybody sitting in and filling that spot over the last week or so. And Mark Dukes from the back porch in the southwest side of Cedar Rapids joining us as well here on a rather warm Friday in eastern Iowa. Good afternoon. What do you say?
Good afternoon, and warm, putting it mildly, but it is what it is. Good afternoon to you and Ryan and everyone out there. And quite an interesting night for the association.
And a long night to boot. I must admit, I lasted about 2 picks into the second round, and that was all she wrote. I caught up in everything else later this morning, as a matter of fact. Already getting a text as far as underrated Iowa football players. So we will get to that coming up in just a little bit. If you'd like to weigh in, 319-366-1600. That is a text line. That is a phone line as well, 319-366-1600. We do start with the draft from last night. And, of course, the big story around here is the fact that Chris Murray goes to the Portland Trail Blazers in the 23rd pick last night. And Portland making their second of their first-round draft choices. Earlier on, they chose Scoot Henderson from the G League Ignite team. And he will hopefully play alongside Chris Murray. And looked as though, Mark, first of all, your thoughts about going to Portland. I think a good situation for Chris. It's a team definitely on the rebound from a couple of off seasons. And I guess there's nowhere to go but up for this Portland squad.
I think a really good opportunity for Chris. And with Murray and Scoot Henderson, Portland has a chance to improve on what was one of the worst records in the Western Conference last year. Now, Portland and Sacramento aren't in the same division, certainly in the same conference, but Portland was 33-49 last year. So I don't know the entire composition of the team, but I sat here last night, man, they're only one pick away from Sacramento. And reading some of the tweets, some of the NBA guys said Sacramento was going to take him. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. I don't know whether that would have been good or bad for the team or Chris Murray. But anytime you're a first-round draft pick, that's pretty good.
It is not bad. Yeah, I agree with you. all indications from people in the know were that Sacramento was going to pull the trigger, and it was going to be Murray and Murray, baby. That would have made Mom and Dad very happy, because that would have cut down and helped out as far as travel is concerned. Did not come out that way. Ton of trades last night, which is not unusual as far as the NBA is concerned. You have arguably the worst suit coat ever in NBA draft history. That's what people are saying today. In fact, the ESPN folks, one of the people on the panel, as far as the NBA Daily Show is concerned, had an homage to Grady Dick's homage to Dorothy from Kansas. There were some interesting wardrobes last night. Let's just say that.
Yeah, it was a nice fashion show, wasn't it? And as expected, Wembanyama, number one overall pick, really impressed in his interviews. Really polished and seems to say all the right things. Hasn't played an NBA game yet, but he looks the part, he talks the part. And I had to Google, Scott. I wanted to know this guy's shoe size.
What is it?
20 and a half.
Oh, wow. Well, he grew 1 inch last night from the start of the draft to the end of the draft. Did you also pick that up last evening?
7'4" to 7'5".
Yeah, he's now 7'5". So, hey. I don't know if the wingspan grew or not, but Wemby Fever has overtaken San Antonio. Brandon Miller went second. I am not shocked by that. Again, I've been on record. I know all the problems off court with Brandon Miller. Got to get those addressed. Got to get those taken care of. Cannot have that happen. I don't care if you're a basketball player, whatever the case may be. This kid can flat out play. And as a number two pick by Charlotte, I think that was a good move by the Hornets. And then it got a little bit predictable after that. Anthony Black going to Orlando as the second point guard. Yeah, I'm not in love with that. I was not in love with Anthony Black at Arkansas. Sorry, Razorback Dale, on that one. I understand why he came out. I think it was a little bit too high. That's all. Jet Howard jetted up the draft board. Ended up as the number 11 pick to Orlando as well. And if he's as good as his dad, then it was a great, great move. Kobe Bufkin going 15th to Atlanta. And that's another one that's got my head scratching a little bit.
Yeah, how good is he? And Jed Howard, actually, if you believe the guys on CBS Sports, he got the lowest draft grade, or at least the team did, in taking him.
Yeah, I'm not in love with it. Now, Jed Howard lit up the Hawkeyes in Iowa City at Carver Hawkeye. Was at that game in person, and he was terrific. Bufkin, not so much. But hey, you know what? These are picks that are taken, and you're going to see the fruits of your labor 2 or 3 years down the line, unless you have somebody coming down the line like Wembanyama. I mean, he's going to be a no-brainer at number one, or a Brandon Miller, or the Henderson, or the Thompsons, Scoot Henderson as well. Otherwise, you're kind of taking a chance and hoping that 2 or 3 years down the line, these guys are going to pan out how you think they are going to play in the future.
Yeah, and on a side note, I thought ESPN's coverage was a lot better than ABC. I started out on ABC, and I had to turn it over because after a certain number of picks, they weren't bringing you up to date as to who was being picked. And I loved all the interviews, whether it was on either station, but I was disappointed in ABC.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. Your thoughts about Chris Murray going to Portland, et cetera, et cetera. And, yeah, just your thoughts about it. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. After that, you know, there were some interesting picks in the second round as well. Good to see a couple of Penn State guys go. I think that's fantastic. Neither one got a great grade, but again, they're plug-and-play guys. They're not going to be superstars, but I think they're going to be guys. Jalen Pickett, yeah, going the second pick in the second round. He's just a guy that's going to make your team better, I think, Mark. I thought that was a shrewd move. Seth Lundy going as well. I think a very good one. And then Trace Jackson Davis almost not being drafted. Going second, he was almost Mr. Irrelevant. But going where he did to the Washington Wizards, I think he's, in fact, he tweeted out last night that he has a chip on his shoulder now. Now, yes, take it for a grain of salt and what it's worth, but I thought that was a really, really many teams, all except Washington, as a matter of fact, overlooked Trace Jackson Davis.
Yeah, you're quite right about that. And our friend John on the text line, not a happy camper. It's time for the Bulls fans to start getting pissed. This new president and GM haven't done diddly except for giveaway draft picks like candy on a Halloween, and the only first round pick they had stinks. They keep putting the same team out there year after year and hope for better results.
Well, I would say yes, and I would also say that a lot of the same people that run the Chicago Bulls also run another team in Chicago on the south side. That's all I will say. I think I got to agree with John out there. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class at 318. So you've got the 2023 draft in the books, and that can only mean one thing, Mark, and that is we've got the 2024 mocks already up and ready to go, complete with players that have never played a college game before. Oh, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing, man. It is a beautiful thing.
Spare me.
You're stunned. You have stunned silence there, Mark. They've got only the top 14. They only have the lottery picks in there. But
well, it happens the next day after every draft.
True.
I don't want to hear it.
They all are ready to go with that. We'll get to an Eagles Hideaway scoreboard update for you coming up here in just a little bit. And a couple other news and notes here before we get too far down the line anyway. As Spencer mentioned on his program, the first to, and quite frankly, I've lost interest, I think, in the baseball All-Star game because, okay, you've got, I don't even know how to describe this. It's like rules for the NASCAR All-Star race. They change every single year. And doesn't make it a better product. But we've got, you know, finalists coming out. We've got, okay, it's going to be one of these two. And then some aren't picked yet. But we still have time to pick these guys. Give me the ballot when you walked into the minor league or major league ballparks again, Mark. And just fill out your ballot and let's go and have a great day, huh?
Yeah, I'll probably watch. I'll watch the All-Star game.
I'll watch it.
And then we'll watch the ESPYs, right?
Could be, especially with a couple of categories as far as the ESPYs are concerned. And it's just, it's getting too convoluted. It's getting too convoluted. Just play the game and go on from there. Congratulations to your Minnesota Twins, by the way, Mark, with a two-game winning streak. They are back up to 500 and carrying the banner of the American League Central at this point. With Cleveland, the Guardians, suddenly warm, winners of four in a row, are back within two games of 500. Dare I say, by the end of the weekend, we could have two teams at 500 or better in the American League Central. One can only dream, right?
I'm not surprised, and thank you for not congratulating me and my team acquiring Dallas Keuchel.
Hey, I don't know what that says, Mark. I really don't. You want Lance Lynn?
Well, they get Kenta Maeda back tonight. I don't know what to expect on that. But they've got Sonny Gray. Joe Ryan.
Who was terrific.
Louis Varland's been pretty good. Bailey Ober's had his moments. I'm not sure they need a lot of help.
Well, I'm not sure they're going to get it with Dallas Keuchel. But you never know. You're rolling the dice, right?
Very much so.
Very much so. 319-366-1600. Our poll question dealing with baseball today across the pond in jolly old England. What will happen between the Cards and the Cubs in London? They're going to play, I believe, a brief two-game set over there starting tomorrow. And we'll give you three choices. Sweep by either team, Cubs sweep, Cardinals sweep, or the teams will split. Go ahead and vote at kgymradio.com. Our poll question is brought to you by Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. They've been serving customers on Highway 1 West in Iowa City since 2003. And I'm just amazed by the stadium transformation. I'm looking at all the videos and how they have taken that stadium in London and made it suitable for baseball. I'm not sure how this is going to play out. I have no idea, neither do the teams, how the ball is going to carry, if it's going to carry at all, is it not going to carry, are they going to get bad hops, et cetera, et cetera. But it is fascinating if you go and take a look at it.
What time are those games? I didn't even notice.
12 noon, I believe, will be the Saturday game. Let me double check on that for you. Let's see here. Yes, 12:10 start on Saturday and a 9:10 start Sunday morning. Bright and early for the Cubs and the Cardinals.
Thank you.
There you go. Wainwright on the mound on Saturday against Justin Steele. And then Stroman is going to go, I know, for the Cubs on Sunday. And I'd have to check. Might be Flaherty. I don't know. As far as who St. Louis is pitching over there in jolly England. By the way, the Todd Bromel Camp Show coming away from 4 until 6. Going to have your last chances to win tickets to see the Dropkick Murphys. And they're going to be at the Alliant Energy Powerhouse coming up on Wednesday night, October the 18th at 7 o'clock. Those tickets are on sale. Before 4 o'clock here on the program, we're going to have your final chance to win a pair of tickets to the John Deere Classic, as that is coming up here in a few weeks at the TPC Deer Run over in Silvis, Illinois. It's the 52nd edition of the John Deere Classic, and we've been giving away those tickets all throughout the week. And thanks to everybody that called in. Congratulations, I should say, to people that have won those tickets. And Denny McCarthy winning right now the Birdie Fest going on at TPC River Highlands in Cromwell, Connecticut. All right. Tell you what, Mark, before we get to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update with you and get to our topic for this Friday, let's go ahead and give you an opportunity to win those tickets, the final two to the John Deere Classic. Ryan is back. He is situated on the other side of the glass. And we're going to take caller number 6 right now. So go ahead and give us a call, 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. I think I interrupted Ryan's lunch. I may have. I don't know. Or is it just a snack time, Ryan? Is it a snack or... Okay, he's gonna. Is that a snack or is that your lunch, man?
It's got to be both. You know, beggars can't be choosers, and I think it's just got to be both.
It's got to be both.
Yeah,
that's the way the media is, man. You eat when you can.
You got to do what you got to do.
You got to do what you got to do. All right, we'll check in with you again coming up in a moment. 319-366-1600. We'll find out who our winner is, And we will congratulate them. But first, let's go to Mark for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It is brought to you by the great folks at Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They're across from the Lindale Mall and next to the Home Depot. What do we have on the scoreboard?
All the Major League Baseball action later on. But last night, Cedar Rapidian Mitch Keller suffered a really tough loss. He exited the seventh inning, allowing one run, and was up in Miami, and the Marlins rallied for four late in the game and deprived Keller of his ninth victory. Also in baseball, the College World Series final is set. It'll be Florida and LSU after last night's, I think, an instant classic.
It was.
LSU and Wake Forest. That game went 11 innings, walk-off home run. Travelers Championship, Zach Johnson, very nice second round. He had a 66. He right now is 6 under par for the tournament. He does trail Denny McCarthy by a considerable margin. McCarthy at 15, but Zach into the weekend.
Great job by Zach. Best outing of the year. And, boy, you mentioned last night's College World Series game, and that was a honey. I know people like offense, but if you're old school, you love those, you know, grind-it-out pitcher's duels. Felt bad for Wake Forest, felt great for LSU last night, so it's an all-SEC final, as it'll be Florida and LSU going at it for the College World Series Championship. Slated to start tomorrow, and we will have all of the games of the College World Series final for you right here on KGYM. I believe it's a 5:45 start tomorrow for game number one of the best of three. Sunday afternoon at 1:45, and then if necessary, game three will come up on Monday evening. And really looking forward to it. They've had a great tournament over in Omaha. And it's been terrific. And, yeah, Mitch Keller, man, had one taken away last night. Miami came back late against the Pittsburgh bullpen and got things done. All right, 3:28. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll let you know who our winner is of the John Deere Classic tickets, our final pair. And we're going to get to our Friday topic, which is, and we're going to we will get to Iowa State coming up next week, and if we do this another Iowa State themed one, we will we'll start with the Cyclones because we are fair here on KGYM. But today we're going to talk about underappreciated, underrated Iowa football players of the past and present. We'll get to them coming up and your answers to that question after this here in the Jim Class of KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Jim.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast, and we're in for another sunny and hot day. Temperatures will be up around 90 this afternoon, and we are going to have toasty conditions but tolerable humidity. As we head into tonight, we'll have mostly clear skies and temperatures drop down into the mid-60s. Tomorrow is going to be dry to start. Temperatures will climb up toward 90. There'll be the chance for a few scattered showers and storms in the late morning and early afternoon, but a second round of storms in the evening could bring strong to severe storms. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
Just about the time Willa Dickens began as a watchmaker at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, a romantic notion was blooming in 1940s America. The idea that a diamond, like love itself, is precious and lasting. More than ever before, proposals began including twinkling rings and velvet-lined Hertin and Stocker boxes. Decades of engagements and countless shimmering rings later, happy, nervous hands are still accepting these promises of always from Hertin and Stocker. The designs are always modern and fresh, but the service is still as exceptional as it was in those very early days. Perhaps that rare blend of present and past is the reason Hertin and Stocker has been voted best jewelry store in Iowa City 12 years running. Stop and see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Get 11% off everything at Menards. Keep your home neat and organized with help from Dakota. Whether you need extra storage or want to add an accent to your living space, Menards has the closet solutions for you. Dakota shelving and closets come in a variety of finishes to match your style. An 87 by 86 inch white closet system is $198.97 after 11% rebate. Good through June 25th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
The biggest pro football contests in Vegas are back and bigger than ever with $14 million in guaranteed prizes only at Circa Sports. Enter Nevada, play from anywhere.
Two ways to win and no rake. Play Circa Million, make five picks against the spread each week with quarterly and full season payouts, or join Circa Survivor, where you select one team each week straight up, last the longest to win it all.
$14 million in guaranteed prizes. Visit CircaSports.com for details.
Congratulations going out to David. He is the winner of our final two John Deere Classic tickets, and we want to thank everybody again for listening all week and participating, you know, here on the Gym Class on KGYM. 319-366-1600. That's the phone line. That is the text line as well. And love to hear from you as we dive into our Friday topic coming up here in just a moment or so. A couple of texts to get to here before we do that. 3034 asked, didn't the Nuggets come out with three draft picks, one being Jalen Pickett? I only see one draft choice of the Denver Nuggets last night after all the trades, et cetera, et cetera. And it was not Jalen Pickett. Also, talking about, Mark, like you were talking about, the coverage last night. Cyclone Tim says, I didn't like the info scroll at the bottom of the page. After someone was selected, they just had a logo of that team. Then that selected them and not the name. Not completely familiar with all the team's logos. They do change a lot. So there you go. 319-366-1600. Let's dive into our Friday topic here on the Gym Class. And we are going to, we have not done this before. We've kind of avoided Iowa and Iowa State and just you and I, et cetera, as far as the situation of having a topic. But we decided to throw one in there here in 2023 in this hot June, late June Friday afternoon, Mark. And we're going to start things off here and look back at Iowa football, if you like. If you like to do it in the present tense, that's fine as well. But underrated players in Iowa football history, underappreciated players that played a big role in Iowa football over the past, whether it's Kirk Ferentz, Hayden Fry, you can even go back to the Cummings and Lauterbur eras, if you like, or beyond. Does not matter to us. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600 on the text line or the phone line out there, Mark. And this is a wide-ranging topic, obviously.
Well, it is indeed. We both have our lists. And you want to let our listeners go first?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if you can find, I think 8187 is the one that has started things off here.
I'm sorry, I missed the number.
Oh, 8117. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Mike Klinkenborg, the linebacker, really a hard-nosed guy. And Matt and Fairfax followed that up with not really one guy. Humpel and Klinkenborg were quite the linebacker duo, both tackling machines, both underappreciated.
Underappreciated. Both, I think, Iowa kids as well. Not that that matters, but I think they both are. 9049 says, Nate Washington used to go to a game a year and enjoyed watching him play against Ohio State, and he also was a hooper. I must admit, Nate Washington was not on my list, but, hey, that's what the discussion is for, right?
Yeah, he's quite the athlete, was he not?
Yep.
Defensive end, basketball player. I don't recall him completely, but he's a big, big man. He's a good player.
98-43, Mike Saunders. Solid for 4 years as any, with not a lot of publicity. I would agree with that.
He was on my list. He scored a big touchdown at Wisconsin that I recall. Can still see it. I think it was the only touchdown in the game in a 10-6 win.
23-73, any of Iowa's fullbacks. I mentioned Fred Bush yesterday because he's very near and dear to my heart. It's a dying position, but Iowa uses them well.
Are people looking on my list?
Do you have Fred Bush or just all the fullbacks?
All the fullbacks.
Okay. Very good. Did you see Ryan and Walford's?
Yes, I did.
Go ahead.
Jermell Lewis, the running back, was tucked behind Freddie Russell, had some knee issues. If he'd been healthy his whole career, he could have been in the record books. We had Jermell Lewis on a few years ago about a different topic, and I tend to agree. He's a really good running back and contributing in the Iowa high school ranks.
Yes, he is. Now. Yes, he is. And Jefferson's going to be better this year. Jayhawks are going to be better this year. And he's doing a tremendous, tremendous job. Underrated Iowa football players, the 78-26. Eric Steinbach, offensive guard. Linemen go unnoticed. Defensive end Leroy Smith and running back Albert Young. That's his trifecta. And he says the Cardinals and Cubs will split in London. That's an extra right there. Thank you, 78-26.
I got to get this one in because Scott stole another one on the text line. And that would be quarterback Mark Vlasic, who very loyal teammate in the 1980s when Chuck Long was doing great things. And recall that he was the holder on Rob Hotland's game-winning kick against Michigan in 1985. Had a pretty solid senior year, drafted in the fourth round, but only kicked around for about 4 years. The last one with your Chiefs.
That is correct. And he was on my list, and partially because of his ability to be a good holder. And he made some great holds that year for Rob Howland. Tom Rusk says 34-39, the pride of Dubuque Hempstead. A lot of Dubuque players on the Hawks over the years, but yeah, Tom Rusk was underrated. Underrated player.
Yeah, he was tough. Out of Bob Timmerman's great football factory at the time. And you didn't want to meet head-to-head with Tom Rusk.
Anybody that Bob Timmerman coach, you didn't want to meet head-to-head either. Running back Tony Stewart, back in the late 80s and early 90s, says 12-38, as we're talking about underrated and underappreciated Iowa football players from the past. 42-59, says quarterback Matt Rogers, going back a few years anyway. Had a good career.
I might throw Chuck Hartlieb in there, too. I mean, he was pretty decorated, but not in the category of Chuck Long. And you look at the record books, and he is right there in many categories.
Yeah. Marcus Coker is who I have, says 30-34 on the text line for underrated Iowa football players. Maybe one of the more underrated but appreciated players, I believe, is 71-48's choice, and that is Sam Brownlee. Of course, that was going back to the all running back hating God that was all over Iowa when Iowa was down to their seventh string running back, which was, I believe, Sam Brownlee that year.
It was, and I think you can throw Rick Bayless in that category too.
I have Rick Bayless on my list. The pride of Hugo, Minnesota, by the way. Have you been to Hugo?
Not that I know of. I might have blinked.
I've been to Hugo. not to see Rick Bayless, but I've been through Hugo. That should be a T-shirt. I've been to Hugo. 319-366-1600. Two guys that got a lot of publicity, but according to these two listeners, underappreciated, underrated. And that is 4966 is Adrian Claiborne, and 4101 says Jared DeVries. Interesting. They both had very good NFL careers, though.
Yeah, they did. Man, Adrian Claiborne was pretty decorated.
He was. They were both very decorated. Adam the Mason, what about Fred Russell? What about Fred Russell? I've got him on my list toward the top, as a matter of fact. This very good college running back, probably not big enough to handle 16 to 17 games. And no, I was 16 at that point in the National Football League. But, man, Fred Russell was talented.
He was indeed. Do we have any wide receivers or defensive backs? 319-366-1600.
Not yet. Wiseman for Heisman, says Justin on the text line.
He's pretty solid.
Had a very good career. Oh, this is going to make you tear up, Mark. 7001. Nick Cutaro and Jim Jensen.
Cutaro, the straight-ahead kicker.
Yep, the Q. That's going back in the day. That's going back in the day. Defensive linemen, so 7148. Matt Kroll, the pride of Mount Vernon, and Mitch King, the pride of Burlington, both on there. So a little love for those two individuals. Torrey Taylor from last year says 3166. I don't think he was underappreciated. He's the preseason All-American punter on a lot of lists going into this year, but I understand where you're coming from, 3166.
Was Danon Hughes underappreciated?
I don't know. I mean, went on to play for the Chiefs and now doing radio for the Kansas City Chiefs, as a matter of fact. Radio color commentary with Mitch Holtus. I think he had a pretty decorated career.
Okay.
Yeah. A couple here down the line, 1288, going back to the early Fry era and maybe late Cummins era for 1288. John Lazar, the pride of South Tama County, and Dennis Mosley, who Hayden Fry, of course, singled out, saying he was going to be Iowa's first ever 1,000-yard rusher, and Hayden was not a liar.
No, he was, and those are two really good ones. Would you put Bill Happel on the list out of Cedar Rapids, Washington? As I remember, Bill was one of those first possession receivers that Hayden Fry had, later had Scott Helverson, Kevin Casper, among others. Bill scored a touchdown in the Rose Bowl, but I think he was a little unappreciated. He was a good receiver.
He was. Couple of guys weighing in with Ed Hinkle, 7706 and 8117, both saying Ed Hinkle right there. Another vote for John Lazar. A vote for our friend Daryl Pookie Hobbs, says 9843 from Cedar Rapids, Washington. What a good guy. Good official, too, Pookie is. 4101, Cedric Shaw. How about that, Mark?
I don't know about underappreciated. I think he led the team in rushing three straight years, at least.
Good player. Good player. Kyle's got quite a list here, which starts off, and you can't beat this, from Walnut, Iowa, Devin Harberts. Every time Hayden mentioned Devin Harberts, he mentioned Walnut, Iowa. So obviously Hayden had a great time going over to Walnut, Iowa. 47 passes for 4 touchdowns back in 1988. Joe Mott with a cup of coffee in the National Football League. Kevin Casper, you talked about the possession receivers, Mark. And linebacker Matt Hughes from the late 90s Hawkeyes. Thank you, Kyle. Appreciate that.
Ryan and Walford mentioning City High product, Khalil Hill.
Son of J.D. Hill and Clinton Solomon. Thought he was fun to watch. Matt Fairfax, James Morris from Solon. I thought he was going to be an NFL stud. He gave his all to the Iowa program, though. Gave his all. Go ahead.
Seven mentions Nick Gallery.
Not Robert.
I don't recall when Nick Gallery did.
There you go. 41.
I know what Robert did.
Yeah, Robert got a lot of accolades. A lot of accolades. Mo Brown and C.J. Jones were quite the tandem of wide receivers. Too bad they only had 1 year with Brad Banks, says 0122. And another vote for Clint Solomon out there. I'm talking about underrated, underappreciated Iowa football players of the past and present here at 3 as we come up on 347. I'll let you throw a couple from your list out there that we have not mentioned yet, Mark.
My list there's one on here that you may debate. George Kittle. I mean, we know what he's done in the pros. He only caught like 20 passes his junior and senior year. Drafted in the 5th round. You got to think a guy who's an all-pro was a little more decorated in college, but that happens.
As a college player, yes. Nick Gallery was a good punter, Kyle says. How quickly we forget. How about Brandon Myers, 82-20, drafted by the Raiders? I don't know if they were in Oakland or Vegas or Los Angeles back in the day, but from PCM down in South Central Iowa. And let's see, one constant about your underappreciated list, skilled position players, don't think any of these dudes made any Pro Bowl teams, which is true. Thank you, 4570, for that. I will throw a couple out for you, Mark. And this is all over the board here. I'm going to go back to your era, to my youth here. I'm going to go back to a defensive player that I think was really underrated, and that was Levin Weiss, going way back in the day. Mm-hmm. How about that? You got to see Levin Weiss play. I got to see Levin Weiss play. He was good.
Yeah, he was. And was he part of that Rose Bowl team?
I might have been earlier than that. I'd have to double check. Okay. But he might have been earlier than that. Speaking of that era, I put Ole Haystack, Howard Hap Peterson, in there. And you can put John Hardy in there, too, from Sioux City Heeland. Also, I threw out there another product of Eastern Iowa. I threw Rob Tyne on the list.
Yeah, Rob was very good. Wasn't an all Big Ten type player, but very solid.
Very solid. And a running back, maybe underappreciated. And one of these that 86-99 mentions I have on my list, and that is Nate Chandler. He says both Nate Stanley and Nate Chandler had good Iowa careers, but fans could not wait to see quarterback number 2. That happens very, very often. 319-366-1600 as we come up on 350. And taking your list of underappreciated and maybe underrated Iowa football players of all time. Let's see.
Yeah. 1411 mentions Jaleel Johnson, and that's accurate. I'd throw Javon Johnson in there as well. He's had a good long career in the NFL.
Yeah, and I know this man did not play in the NFL, did not want to play. It was a very interesting story. I know that you chronicled back in the day, Mark, but 1238 says Larry Station. Now, as a college player, he was much decorated, but maybe that is due to the fact that he did not play in the National Football League.
You talking about Larry?
Yes.
Yeah. Aren't drafted by the Steelers.
Correct. They took a chance. They took a chance. But he went into business back in Omaha. Larry Station, man, you'd have a tough time coming up with the best linebackers in Iowa football history. But Larry Station has got to be on that list somewhere, correct?
Well, without him making a tackle against Michigan, the Hawkeyes never would have won that game.
No, Rob Houghton would not have had the opportunity to kick that field goal. A few more before we have to take a break here, 94-33. Alan Reisner, how about those Marion? They weren't the Wolves back then.
I like that mention. I really do.
Jeff says Nick Bell, star-crossed Nick Bell. When he was healthy, he may have been the best running back in America. Certainly the biggest running back in America. But he just could not stay healthy.
No, I think I remember a game. Was it against Illinois?
Yep.
He ran for like 240-some yards.
Very true. Very true. Scott Chandler says 1411. I have him on my list. Scott Chandler. All right, we're going to take a break. Come back. A few more of your texts at 319-366-1600 on this Friday topic edition of the Gym Class. Back with more after this.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, AutoZone is here to help.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
What if I need a new one?
We have the right batteries right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what if I don't know how to connect it?
No problem. We have a how-to for you at AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Back with you to wrap things up here, the final couple minutes of the Gym Class presented by DePaco Community Credit Union. Todd Rommelkamp Show coming your way next from 4 until 6, talking about underrated, underappreciated Iowa football players of the past. Another Rick Bayless mention here, and Tanner Miller says 63-37 from not too far south of where we are here at the present time. Couple I wanted to give a nod to, Mark. And these are three, I believe, all Iowa guys. And just because he lives here in town is not reason why I'm throwing his name out there. But Lon Olenzak, he was, what, a three-year starter for Iowa back in the day. Before tight ends really got vogue for the Hawkeyes, Iowa had Lon Olenzak.
Excellent mention.
Yeah. Also, I can't go far without saying Brett Greenwood. And, yes, I know he's had a troubled life since then, but he came in and really did very, very well at the safety position, and hats off to him. And lately, the pride of North Lynn, Kyler Schott, huh? Very underrated guy. Was a two-year starter for this Iowa offensive line.
Yeah, I like them all. I don't think you can throw Marshall Yanda in there, can you?
No, I don't think you can. I don't think you can. 0818 says Eddie Phillips and Stormin' Norman Granger, who's still doing a great job officiating basketball games in the state of Iowa in the high school ranks. Wait, keep it up, Norm Granger. Doing a great job. Good guy, too. Really good guy. Marshall Kane made a field goal at Pitt that most NFL kickers could not make. I have Tom Nichol on my list, too. I think Tom Nichol was a very underrated Iowa kicker.
He had three field goals at Michigan that won a game. I do recall that. And who's the other official that played football at Iowa?
Robert Smith.
Robert Smith.
That's right. Robert's not only a terrific basketball official, but a very good football official. Has worked the national championship game, as a matter of fact, in the past at a couple of levels. So keep it up, Robert and Norm. In fact, they're on the same regular season crew together that does a lot of Mississippi Valley Conference boys and girls basketball games. That was fun. We appreciate everybody weighing in here today. And we'll have another topic. In fact, next Friday, we're gonna have Iowa State underappreciated and underrated players. And we will talk about Cyclone football from the past. So we will do that coming up next Friday for our topic right here on KGYM. Looking forward to the weekend in sports, second half, if you will, of the NASCAR season getting underway down in Nashville. You've got the Travelers Championship, College World Series going on, Cubs and Cardinals over in London. So a lot to whet your appetite. A major on the LPGA tour at Baltusrol. Playing in the rain and cold today, as a matter of fact, up there. But not something overwhelming this weekend, but a lot of intrigue this weekend on the sports front.
Well, enough to chew on. We'll digest it all on Monday.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Going to have a lot of fun with that. And we'll have Caddy Smack next week as well. And we're going to have Alex Shockey on. He's going to be our guest, just fresh from the United States Open at the Los Angeles Country Club on Wednesday for Caddy Smack. And definitely looking forward to that. Todd's got chances to win tickets to see Dropkick Murphys. And we will be back with you coming up on Monday at 3 on the Gym Class. And Ryan, thank you for sitting in the last couple of days. Do appreciate that. And Mark, you have a great weekend. We'll get together on Monday.
Sounds like a plan. Talk then.
You've been listening to the Gym Class right here on KGYM. Stay tuned. The Todd Brommelkamp Show comes your way next from 4 until 6. Have a great weekend.
The Venture X card from Capital One gives you premium travel benefits. Perfect.